This is episode 13 of the Rookie Big Board. It is a big one. We have April movers. There's a lot of movement this time of the year. That is part of the NFL draft process. And you have to be willing to do two things. It's a really difficult part of the process. One, you have to be willing to adjust your rankings. And two, you have to be willing to block out the extra noise that's going around, because there is a lot of information circling around, whether that's Twitter, whether that's draft beats, whether that's, you know, whatever you're consuming. It could be so hard to decipher the good draft information and what is just noise and speculation and folks just throwing rankings at a wall just for fun. So what I'm going to do here is talk a little bit about the process that I've gone through, because I've made a major adjustment to the Rookie Big Board. And if you are not a patron, I highly suggest you do. This is the time of year. This is when you're really going to get the most out of the Rookie Big Board, although I do think you get a lot out of it year-round. I've just added Opportunity Index in with TapeGrade to create an official Rookie Big Board rating. So what Opportunity Index is, it's a combination of a lot of different things that suggest the level of opportunity a player will have. That balances out their tape grade, because it doesn't matter how good you are if you don't have the opportunity, and vice versa. So with Opportunity Index, it includes things like draft capital. It includes things like 2021 projected production, because yes, I have gone in and actually done projections for these players. It also includes a three-year production projection, because some of these players, they won't contribute right away, but they will hit in years two and three. And obviously, all of these things are going to be updated as soon as the players get drafted over draft weekend, which brings me to my last thing before we jump into the actual content breakdown here. Draft weekend, the patrons were doing a live mock draft call at the end of day three of the draft. There's like one or two spots left open, so if you haven't grabbed it yet, go ahead and do that. It's just one of the awesome mock drafts and live mock drafts and different events we've been doing for the patrons. So if this is the first time you're hearing about it, patreon.com/theffeducator. But let's jump into risers here. And so I've got five guys that I'm going to talk about, and I tried to pick guys, you know, from a variety of different spots on the draft board, not just the top five guys or anything like that. So let's start here with Kenny Gainwell. Kenny Gainwell is a riser. His Rookie Big Board rating, it's a scale of 1 to 10. He's a 7.3. That brings him right now to the 13th overall player and running back 3. It's really, really close between Kenny Gainwell and Javonte Williams for running back 3 right now. So Kenny Gainwell right now has a 7.3. Javonte Williams has a 7.2. So they're very close. What ekes out Kenny Gainwell is I actually like his immediate production a little bit more. Now, this is based on the idea. For me, I feel more confident this month than I did last month that he'll be a day two draft pick. Specifically, I expect him to get drafted right now. I have his projection as day two late, which is picks 50 to 106, and I feel pretty confident with that. Now, that is the same ballpark that I have Javonte Williams in. You know, a lot of people think Javonte Williams is a top 50 guy. That would get him above Kenny Gainwell post-draft, but I like Kenny Gainwell's projection as a PPR back because I'm currently expecting him to go to a system where he's going to get pass catching volume. By the way, this is not a best ball podcast, but I've been grabbing Kenny Gainwell everywhere in best ball, and I'm really hoping that works out for me post draft. So Kenny Gainwell, he is a borderline first round pick right now. I never suggest reaching for running back, but I would reach for Kenny Gainwell actually before I reach for Javonte Williams. All right, so we're going to dig a little bit further into the second round, and a big riser here is Elijah Moore. I have him at a 7.0 out of 10. That is, again, his Rookie Big Board rating. That's a combination of tape score and opportunity index, and out of 10, he's my wide receiver 6 and 15 overall. This is a combination of a few things. Elijah Moore has been steadily jumping up the NFL side of the board, and the big jump for me was that I actually projected him as a day one late to day two mid pick, which is the top 50 pick. It's between picks 20 and 50. And that is where I feel like the NFL is valuing him right now. It's much higher, actually, than I would have expected back in February. But you have to kind of follow what you're hearing here with the sources that you trust. And I'm expecting Elijah Moore to jump up. Now, the other thing with Elijah Moore, I think he had a really strong pro day. And I think his measurements came in 5'8", 184. We understand what he is. And so that puts him as wide receiver 6. Like I said, 15 overall. He's a mid-second round pick, which feels right for his value. What also benefited Elijah Moore was some of these other guys sliding. Rondale Moore took a big slide, and I talked about that in the last episode, but at 5'7", 180, Rondale Moore took a big slide. I also projected him with a pick 50 to 106 draft capital, so late day two. So that dropped Rondale Moore down as well. Rashad Bateman also got dropped down when he came in shorter and smaller than we expected him to. I also do not have a top 50. I do. So that is Rashad Bateman with a top 50 pick, which I feel like he's borderline. I think if he goes top 50, he's going to slide into the top 50. But that's with top 50 draft capital that I would still take Elijah Moore over Rashad Bateman. So he's your kind of mid-second round riser there. Now, this is a really interesting one, and it's a player I've really been hesitant on, and that's Trey Sermon. I currently have him at a 6'6", again, out of a scale of 10. He's running back 6, and he's 23 overall for me. Now, I have come around to the idea that Trey Sermon, when you project him out, I think he can be a high volume guy. Now, I don't love Trey Sermon. I want to point this out. I was really excited about him before he went to Ohio State. I liked his Oklahoma tape, and his Ohio State, his tape just left me wanting more, but we saw flashes, right? We saw flashes of that upside. So I'm still into Trey Sermon, but it's really hard for me to fully get on board. So I've always kind of been intrigued, but he moves up to running back 6. In part because my man, and I'm not going to dig into this too much because we're going to talk fallers as well. It's going to be a follow-up episode. But Javion Hawkins, I kind of came to the conclusion here that he's not going to be a day two pick, which dropped him down when I added in opportunity index. Now for Trey Sermon, I do think he's going to be a day two pick because of those late flashes he showed in the college football playoff. And because I think an NFL team could take him and want him to be not a bell cow back, but like somewhere between 175 and 200 touches right away. So I'm thinking Atlanta, I'm thinking the New York Jets. I've done a lot of mock drafts with the Jets, and taking a running back early, it just does not seem to work out in the ways that I've done it and liking their roster construction. So I actually think they might wait until late day two and take Trey Sermon. So that's why Sermon right now has jumped up the board. And if he does in fact land with a team where he's going to get 200 plus touches, he's just going to keep rising up the boards. Now, this next one, so some of these guys I'm excited about, some of these things you just have to be honest with yourself, and you have to follow kind of with expected draft capital. Kellen Mond, I have him at a 6'3", he's quarterback 7, he's 33rd overall. It seems to be that Kellen Mond is a solid day 2 projection at the quarterback position, and I've added the Davis Mills tape to the rookie big board. I've watched a little bit more Kyle Trask. You guys know I love Jamie Newman, but it seems like there's going to be this big gap from an NFL perspective. We're going to see 5 quarterbacks go off the board, potentially in the first 5 picks, maybe in the top 10 picks, definitely in the top 19 picks. After that, though, we could not see a quarterback in the second round. It would not shock me, but somebody has to go day 2, all right? Some of these NFL teams, the Saints, the Bears, some of these guys looking for, you know, that potential replacement pick, that future pick, but they don't have that high first round draft capital. The Steelers fall into this. There's actually a lot of teams that would consider taking a quarterback, but just don't have that premium draft capital this season. And they're going to go after guys like Kellen Mond. And it seems like the developmental upside for Kellen Mond is there. So, you know, in the Superflex League, he is worth a third round flyer right now. Actually, in our patron rookie mocks, that's kind of where he's been going. So I'm okay with Kellen Mond there. I probably won't do it. I'm going to take Jamie Newman. I'm going to be headstrong because I like Jamie Newman. And it's a big dice roll, but That's okay. You have to do that sometimes with quarterback prospects. And it seems like the NFL is interested in rolling the die on Kellen Mond. So I don't know. Maybe we should be as well. And you know, we dig deep here on this podcast. So I needed to mention Deion Jackson. Okay. So he only has a 5.9. I mentioned it's a 10 scale. And actually, if you go on the rookie big board, I know I'm kind of, these are arbitrary numbers for you. But if you go in the rookie big board, I have a breakdown of what each of these numbers means and where it projects, not only from a fantasy football context, but also an actual production fantasy football context. So it'll make a little bit more sense when you look at the rookie big board. But Deion Jackson, I told you, we dig deep, right? So I watched this tape. He had a nice pro day. I like Deion Jackson. There's some really nice flashes. This is the running back out of Duke, if you're not familiar. He had some nice flashes. Duke was doing nothing to help him out. He worked really well in between the tackles. He had a really subtle shiftiness, and I thought he had decent burst. Now, he's definitely not a solid straight line acceleration type guy, but we saw with those pro day numbers that he runs a decent 40 time, but he's powerful in between the tackles, and he's got good size on him as well. Deion Jackson here, he's coming in. I'm going to pull his size real quick. 5'11", 220, and he's got good burst to him. So I think he's going to be a day three pick. I currently have him projected day three late, which is picks 185 to 261, round six or seven. But I would not be surprised if he sneaks into round five. And if he lands in a spot where he can kind of be a rotational type guy, I like Deion Jackson. So right now, you know, he's 55 overall, so he's out of bounds in a traditional 12-team, four-round rookie mock, but a rookie draft, I should say. But once you start hitting that 60 level, which a lot of us are in our deeper leagues, whether they be five-round rookie drafts, whether they be 16-team leagues, Deion Jackson is in play. I'm going to have a couple shares because he really intrigues me. I've actually sent out a couple offers on my Campus to Canton leagues. Just low offers. I'm not going wild, but I've sent out some offers to get Deion Jackson because I really liked his tape and I liked his pro day numbers. So there you have it. There's five risers here throughout the different spots in the draft. And like I said, Opportunity Index is now in the rookie big board. So for patron subscribers, now is the time. And it is my projection for what their production profile is going to be once they get drafted. So I know I'm forecasting a little bit, and I promise these are all going to be updated as soon, like throughout draft weekend here. After each day, I'm going to go in and actually update that opportunity index, which is going to change their rookie big board rating. It's going to give us a really good idea so that on Monday, when all of us degenerates are doing our rookie drafts, we're going to feel prepared and we're going to feel ready to go. I appreciate you checking out this episode of the Rookie Big Board. Next episode, we're going to do the flip side of this, and I alluded to some of them, but we're going to do the Fallers.